Paul, another media day. How many of these have you had over the years now?
21. Yeah, that's there's quite a few in the bank, but it's one that I have to say this season I'm really looking forward to as much as anything, as any year, because obviously of the what's happened to the club over the last 6 months, and I've got to say the response from the players has been fantastic. The way that they got their bodies ready for the season, right away from just at the end of October, I think the guys were in the gym working, and now they're mentally ready for the challenges ahead. Even though we are in the second division and 48 points down, the boys are really looking forward to it and having a big season.
Brutal punishment. Tell us about when you heard about it. I mean, I know a lot of players have spoken of their shock when they realised just the enormity of what was going to happen.
Well, the first I heard that we were going to get relegated was at the PCA Awards, which was at the end of the season. So that was the first time I'd heard about it. And yeah, it came to a huge shock. I thought there was a chance of having the points penalty put on us. But to get the relegation and the points penalty was, you know, it just felt, as you said, it felt brutal. I mean, a lot of anger around the first month or so after hearing that news. Whose fault was it? Is it Durham's fault? Is it ECB being too harsh? All that kind of stuff. So, but I have to say, after that month, the way the guys have responded, it really has been. I mean, we've got the motto, bounce back together. Mm. There really has been a great response, not just from the players, but also from Durham members, from members around the counties as well, just lending their support. And so I think there is a lot of support around for us at the moment, but us as players, we've got to go out there and hopefully put some big performances on, and we want this club to get back up to where it belongs, up into the first division. We took a lot of pride in Durham being the only county not to have been relegated since the two divisions came in, so to have these sanctions put on us, you know, from a player's point of view, it feels really cruel, but we've got to put that in the back burner now and focus on the job in hand, and that is to go out there and win games of cricket for Durham.
The first season of two divisions, you did go down then, but once you came back up, it was 12 years, and I think you and Warwickshire have spent the most time in the top flight, and you had the longest run in the top flight.
Yeah, look, it's something that we were really proud of. It's as simple as that, because you know, it shows that you've got consistency from a playing point of view, and you know, along the way, there's been the pullback and wages and all that kind of stuff. So there has been, I've been nipped back in certain areas. But to still go out there and put the consistency in, year out, is shows that we've got the skill in the dressing room and the players to do it. And you know, it's going to take a hell of an effort this year if we're going to get promoted. There's a chance. It's a slim chance. But whenever there's a possibility of doing something, then we're going to try our hardest to try to get it back in that first division as quickly as possible. Really, the sanctions that ECB have put on us are pretty much a two-year penalty, and we're going to try to make it into 1 year if we possibly can.
You're 41 this year. I know we ask this question every year, but I mean, how fit do you feel now compared to a few years ago? How's the body?
I feel really fit. To be honest with you, it's every single year I feel fitter and fitter, to be honest, and putting more and more time in the gym. Apart from a little bit of man flu at the moment, I'm 100% raring to go for the season, and so I can't wait. And almost when you had adversity like this, it really does give you that little bit extra fuel as well in the belly to go out there and do something special. And if we are to do something special this year, we need probably two or three players to have the seasons of their lives, whether it's an 18-year-old or whether it's a 41-year-old. It's you know, there's that challenge there to go out and have the seasons of our lives and do something that a lot of people won't give us a chance of doing, and that's to get promoted.